Welcome to Hope It's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we just had a powerful week already. We've talked about the heavy topic of griefing, our first two programs with author, speaker, blogger, Stephanie Winslow. She's been a frequent guest on Hope Is Here. Want to encourage you to check out her website, ascenttohope.com. We talked about a recent blog post she wrote called Permission to Fall Apart, sharing about what she's learning through this grieving process over the death of her brother Zach at the age of 39 back in November of 2019. And so if you missed our first two programs, a lot of powerful nuggets there. One of the reasons we love having Stephanie is she is real, she's vulnerable, but she always points you back to Jesus and having faith. And so if you miss those two 14-minute programs, or you're like, you know, I know a friend that could really be blessed, encouraged by this, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check those out or share them with somebody. I also want to encourage you to subscribe to us, our podcast on iTunes or the Podbean app, or you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and get our weekly email. We just send it out at the end of each week, and we'll send you links to all five programs so you can listen at your convenience. And you can do all that at simply hopeishere.today. Well, Stephanie, today I want to talk about a more uplifting topic. You wrote a recent book that I was fortunate enough to get an autographed copy of, and called Ascent to Know Him, The Quest to Discover More of God. It's an 8-week daily devotional guide. The thing I love about this new book is that it's not like a normal devotional where you just read. You actually participate, and you have some questions, and you look up scripture. I've really been blessed in the week and a half that I've been doing it. But share with us, why did you write this most recent book, Ascent to Know Him?
Well, the first reason was what you just mentioned, was there was a point in my life when God showed me that there was a big disconnect between my head knowledge and my heart, how I was living versus what I knew to be true from the Bible. And so as I started pursuing knowing the heart of God and knowing Him as with an intimate relationship, He really did show me that I was being a consumer of religion, but in terms of sitting there and just taking in, but I was not being a participant in religion or in my faith journey with Him. And so because I had just sat and absorbed things, nothing really changed me, and my heart was not growing in relationship with Him. So Ascent to Know Him is part of my own personal journey to understand and know the heart of God. And so in order to know someone, we really have to know their character, and it's no different than in relationships with our spouse or with someone we're dating, or, you know, whatever. We get to know that person based on their character, and make decisions about our future with them based on their character. And so each week I wanted to dig into the meaning of the word. So God of power, what does that really mean? And what does the word power mean from a biblical standpoint, but also what does it mean just in our normal day-to-day life? And then, you know, kind of go from there. But one of, that has to be the foundation of it is, you know, what does this word mean, and not take it for granted that everybody understands, you know, in tossing words around. I want to get clear on what the words mean themselves.
We did a great job with this, and I know we have a lot of men listeners who are thinking, oh, this is some girly devotional book for women only, and it's not. Like I said, I'm in my second week on it, and man, I've really been blessed by it, and want to encourage you to check it out. The topics she touches on are for male and female. It's not biased towards either one of our genders, but the topics, one, you talked about God of power, God of wisdom, the God of faithfulness, the God of sovereignty, God of truth, God of holiness, God of justice, and the God of love. Just 8 topics that I think all of us who want to grow in our relationship with Jesus, and I tell you, if you're listening, I really want to encourage you to order a copy of this, because the way she's laid this out has been really unique. I've done a lot of Bible studies over my 54 years of life, and I really like how you laid this out. For example, on the chapter on power, it's the very first topic, and it's 5 days, so it's not 7 days. So if you oversleep, or you know, just life gets crazy and you're like, you know, I can't do something every day, you get 2 catch-up days. So that's one of the things I really, really like about the book. But then, just for example, the first topic for your 5 days that you would study 1 week in the devotional guide, you give the definition of the word in English. For instance, power, you said the English definition is the ability to do or act, and then the capability of doing or accomplishing great or marked ability to do or act, strength, might, or force. But then something I really liked that was really unique that I hadn't seen done before in any devotionals that or studies that I'd done, you also give an Old Testament Hebrew citing and a New Testament Greek citing.
Yes, so the Hebrew word for power is chayil, which means strength, might, efficiency, wealth, or force. And in the New Testament Greek, the word is dynamis, and it means strength, ability, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature.
Of course, you hear dynamis, you think our word dynamite, but so I like how you add that there, a little history and a little knowledge for people maybe that you normally might not get. So a little Hebrew and Greek there. And then you always have at the beginning of each of these weeks something you call retain. And you shared the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 5 on power. It says, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not be based on human wisdom, but on God's power. And I love how you give you that takeaway there. You tie it in with Scripture, but then right after that, you have a section called Consider, and you broke down power a little bit more, but you also asked some questions. Can you share with us about that?
Sure. Power. The word power evokes strong emotions. It drives visions of misused authority, and it often is often delivered without love and respect. Power on this earth has many times been wielded with irreverence for all those under its care. Power is not often used for the good of all. Yet power is something our humanist seeks to possess. Power can be both repulsive and a draw. We want to run toward it and obtain it for ourselves, yet we run from it when others assume position of power over us. We trust our own ability to be in control rather than the next person. But what about God? What about His power? Can we run toward His power knowing wholeheartedly that it is for our good, that He has the best in mind for us? Or are we offended by the notion that His way is different than our own? Are we repelled by the idea of trusting in His authority? Do we trust that He has the ability, strength, might, and efficiency to do and to act? And then,
well, there's just so many great nuggets. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just think there's so many great nuggets in that in that section you put called Consider. And the one that really just kind of stuck in my spirit, you said, or are we offended by the notion that God's way is different than our own? And, I mean, if I'm honest, yeah, sometimes I am.
Yeah.
Have you found that to be true in your walk with Christ?
Yeah, I think it's funny, you know, oftentimes, I was just having this conversation with my husband that we have this picture of how things are going to go, and then when they don't, it's almost like we have this tantrum, you know, whether it's actual tantrum visually or just internally an argument with God of like, you know, that didn't go how I was expecting it to, and somewhat offended by like, really? You didn't do it my way?
Yeah.
But His way is so much better, and I think that's, you know, the point of even too, just going back to that retain scripture, my words and my speaking can't be based on just my own knowledge and understanding, but with God's power in them, And that really takes the pressure off, too, I think, knowing that I feel like I have to have the right words to say, or I have to, you know, come up with this really wise whatever. You know, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's just about me being obedient and letting God use me wherever I'm at. And so that's, too, why I think it's really important to get the scripture and that retain that. We just soak it in. We sit and we meditate on it and memorize it, because it's really his word that will transform us.
Well, and that's one of the things that I think is wonderful and kind of differentiates, you know, when you hear a devotional book, you think it's just reading, but this is actually a participation devotional book. What you do, and after you have that intro there with the information we've been talking about so far in our program, then you flip over to the day one and power to save, and you have us dig in, and you have four scriptures, you have us look up, and I wrote those out. And I'll tell you, Stephanie, it just, you know, it's one thing to read God's word, but when I actually write it out and read it out, it just gives me strength. And I think that the enemy tries to keep us from doing that, but man, by you asking us to do this, just four scriptures, looking them up and writing those out, there's tremendous power in that, isn't there?
There is. I think, you know, obviously I like to write, but there has definitely been, it takes the word a step further, you know, and it ingrains it into your mind and into your body when you're really physically having to work through it word by word. And I think people will find that they'll be able to memorize scripture at a faster rate when you're writing it out, because it just re-emphasizes what you're reading, and just reading it over and over again, but then writing it out, you know, really does help it stick.
One of the scriptures you asked us to look up there in the devotional on power that week was 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 33, and it simply says, God is my strong fortress and he makes my way perfect. And for those of you maybe who are listening today, you just feel kind of weak, that could be your verse for today, that God is my strong fortress and he makes my way perfect. And then you ask us, after we've looked up those four verses, to rewrite one of the verses from today in your own words as a prayer to God. And so then I kind of, that was the verse out of the four, it stuck to me. And so I wrote, God, thank you for being my strong fortress and making my way perfect. And there's a lot of freedom and power in that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. There is, yeah, and, you know, taking those verses and putting them in our own words, I think shows us that we're understanding the verse and not just, you know, glazing through it. I think in my past I have a tendency to just read the devotion and then kind of move on with my day. But when I take a verse and I put it in my own words, for some reason, those words stick with me longer throughout the day, and I find myself throughout the day praying about or thinking about what I had studied in the morning. When, you know, in past times, before I started this practice, it would kind of be like, you know, in one ear and out the other, and I go about my day. But now I feel like it really does stick with me and shape my thoughts for the day.
Well, it's definitely helped me. I'm just in my second week on it, and I've been blessed. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of Sent to Know Him by Stephanie Winslow. It's the quest to discover more of God. It's just an 8-week daily devotional, just 5 days out of the week. So a little grace there for you. But Stephanie, if people want to get a copy of this book, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is you can either go to my website or through Amazon, either place.
All right. Stephanie, thanks so much for being with us. It's great to have you on again.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Stephanie Winslow. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here. Are you looking for an upscale luxury used car? Look no further than Paradise Motorsports. Paradise Motorsports, located in Lexington on East New Circle Road, has quality vehicles at amazing prices. The owner, Rod, and his team will take great care of you. If you want to check out their selection of quality upscale luxury used cars, check them out online at ParadiseInventory.com. That's ParadiseInventory.com.